Even seen there.
Okay, the recorder's on.
Okay. Welcome everyone to a special meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees. September the 9th, 2021, 5 p.m. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir, you can. I have Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Alex, would you like to conduct that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Alex. Motion to suspend the approval of any past minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay, got a roll call here, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, new business, the purpose of the meeting, I guess I need to do that now. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss financial aspects of Franklin Township and to discuss the township administrative position along with other actions the board deems necessary. New business, discussion of Franklin Township financial aspects. Now, from that standpoint, we have just been prepared a financial report up through August of 2021. We have not had a chance to review that yet. It is available. The trustees have copies of it now. And we do have Fiscal Officer Nick Dunn and Jeff will check here tonight. If maybe you want to take about 10 minutes, gentlemen, and throw us out a little information. Could you do that, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay.
Be happy to. I know since Nick has been here, you've been getting regular monthly reports emailed to you.
Yes.
The format is going to, in the future, is going to match what we just passed out to you. It'll start off with the fund summary, and the fund summary is going to identify beginning and ending balance for the month, month-to-date and year-to-date revenue and expenditures. It's a little bit easier to read, and it gives you a little bit better picture than what was been sent out previously to you. I do want to highlight a couple of things on the fund summary, the very first page. If you look at Road and Bridge Fund, the month-to-date revenue is negative. We received the final property tax settlement during the month of August, and the county every week advances dollars or part of the settlement to us, and it gets recorded. Upon final settlement, there needed to be a few changes in order to be able to record the deductions that go to each fund for auditor treasurer fees, delinquent tax assessments, and so on, okay? So the adjustment you see there is for the negative revenue for the month is part of the adjustment in order to be able to record that settlement correctly. It also happened against general fund. Fire, police, and the road district fund came out okay as far as what was advanced to us ahead of time. There's also, if you look at the Fire Safer grant, there is a deficit in that fund of $53,000. That has come about from the adjustments for 17, 18, and 19 that we've been working with. And what has happened in those 3 years is duplicate receipts were posted, many of them. Unfortunately, it's resulted in a deficit cash in that fund. So eventually, when we get things finished up through 2020, you're gonna have to transfer money to that fund to offset that deficit.
From the general fund?
More, yes.
Okay.
The other thing that we will do before general fund is committed to having to transfer, we will go back and look and see what's going on with the expenditures related to that grant and make sure that things have been properly charged and potentially avoid general fund having to transfer money.
There was a strict guideline exactly what that grant money could be used for.
I understand, but we will take a look at that to make certain of what's going on with it, okay? I don't like drawing down general fund any more than it has to be. So again, we'll take a look at that to make sure we're comfortable with that transfer. Overall, want to point out that the township is not hurting financially. I've heard the comment made about bankruptcy. That is not the case. If you look at the column headed ending fund balance, at the end of August, general fund had $1,015,000 in it. If you look at your police and fire levy funds, there's $1,008,000 in the fire levy fund. I will tell you there is a pending adjustment for $385,000 that will reduce that. But that still leaves you $1.5 million there. Your police levy fund, $859,000. Police levy fund and the budget for police is very tight. But they will make it through this year. Hopefully the levy passes and that'll help out for next year. We did receive the first allocation of the American Rescue Plan grant, $509,000. And you'll see that's
where did that grant come from?
Come from the federal government. It was passed down to the state to the townships.
Okay, just so people out there know.
I filled out the paperwork for that and submitted it.
Okay.
Make sure we got it.
Yeah. So one of the things that Mark was going to be working on that'll fall back to Nick and I, I'm going to take a look at the allowable uses of that grant. One of the things that they did is expand the lost revenue that we can look at and provide resources back to general fund, fire, EMS. I'm going to take a look at that and figure out how much we can of that grant can be allocated for lost revenue.
Sure.
We'll know more of that in the near future on it. So, and if I recall, there will be a presentation to the trustees on how those dollars are going to get utilized.
Okay.
I do know, we also need to look up the allowable expenditures, because if we don't have enough lost revenue to offset what was received, we need to see what we can legally spend it for. And again, that'll be part of what we get put together to present to you.
It's broader than the CARES Act, so we should have a little bit more flexibility.
Yes. Next year, you should receive another allocation of $500,000 again, too. So we'll have to go through that exercise again next year on it. If you turn to the next page, it's the revenue summary. Again, it gives the budget amount, month-to-date and year-to-date. Again, general fund has a negative property tax amount because of having to correct how the dollars were allocated in order to record the final settlement. Overall, general fund was short on property taxes, $62,000 from the estimate from the county auditor. I contacted the auditor's office and found out there was a couple of businesses that are in the township and in Columbus that those taxes go to general fund, and they paid a day or two late, so that money will flow in February next year.
Sure.
All the other funds came out ahead of estimates. If you were to look at the next page, Road and Bridge, for example, it's pretty much on target, the estimate. Same goes with fire levy and police levy, which is a couple pages down. Like I said, the shortage that hits only general fund will be made up in the next settlement in February of next year.
And we're looking at $60,000, you said, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I was happy to hear that, too, because I was quite concerned as to how all the other funds could be positive.
And when that one dropped, yeah.
Yes. Okay. By the way, the budget variance, a negative number represents the amount of revenue yet to be collected for the year.
And your negative number is the one in parentheses?
Yes.
Just for the board's, their understanding.
If you flip down about 7-8 pages, you'll find the appropriation summary. And again, this presents total appropriations and month-to-date and year-to-date expenditures. What's been encumbered, in other words, authorized purchase obligations,
of course,
and
we see no negative.
The amount of appropriations that are available yet to be spent.
I think, as long as I've been a trustee for 2 terms, 8 years, this is probably one of the best shapes that the township has been in financially that I've ever seen. I can remember the general fund subsidizing the police, the fire, and it was just tough.
Again, last year and this year, we've got a budget to work with. Department heads are getting reports so they can see what's going on. They participated in putting together a budget, and it's monitored as to where things are at. We're also working to get compliance with purchase orders prior to the purchase being made. Now, we still have issues where some things come through without a purchase order, resulting in a then and now, or come to the trustees to get approval for payment. Overall, we're looking okay for 2021 as far as where we stand with the expenditure side of things. It does get tight at times, and it'll continue to get tighter as we get closer to December and year end.
Until we're replenished. Until we're replenished with our new monies.
Yes, but understand the money comes in throughout the year, not all at once.
Right, but I'm just saying,
yes.
That's not it at the end of the year. Of course, we get it. I'm trying to make sure that people are listening or understanding that.
The other thing that we do, police and fire levy funds, we look at that and we have a target carryover balance. So in other words, no revenue is received until roughly February 1st as far as property taxes go.
Right, the carryover will help that between
we need
periods.
Enough in the fund to cover the expenditures for January at least.
Right.
So that helps us out.
In the past, we've always had to do advances and different things of that nature that I've always said back then that we needed to get ourselves on this track, because if not, you're always going to take early advances in order to cover that shortfall.
Jeff, what do you recommend in terms of a carryover?
We were looking at 1/12 of the budget for the year as a carryover, and that holds fairly good. We also look at the amount of payroll for the month plus the benefits that have to be paid. And they're about in line, so
okay.
It gives us a good measurement with it. Most places will have a little bit higher carryover balance. It's awful hard to do that when you first set this up and move forward with it. But again, having a budget in existence and monitoring it and keeping everybody aware of it makes a big difference. And I'm quite sure in 20 and 21, you haven't had a request to advance money to police and fire levy or road funds.
Right.
We did make
a huge difference.
Yes, we did make an initial advance in January to the road district because we had no cash to work with yet.
Right, and that road district was new at the time, too.
Yes, and the advance was repaid once the final property or the February property tax settlement was received.
Right. One of the early situations that we didn't know about is with the COVID. How many people would be out of work? How many people would pay their taxes? I know you and I talked about that, and lower number than you did, and we both ended up being wrong because it seemed like everyone paid their taxes.
Everybody seemed to pay more than you thought.
That was a concern as far as property taxes go, and
I think some of the difference.
There was a shortfall there. So.
On looking a little better on paper right now than we did. Last year especially.
It still requires everybody to be
we did have some subsidy, from the feds for the COVID Act and everything.
That is not a great deal.
We had money to work, a little additional money to work with there, and that helps a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that. Now, you know, you've got a million plus dollars coming. Well, one part you got already, what'd you say, it's 509,000 or something like that. And another $500,000 in 22.
Yes, that's for the CARES Act.
Correct.
Yes.
That will take care of that.
Sorry, yes, the American Rescue Plan, yes.
Yeah. And now that's for general usage.
No, that's what Jeff was just explaining about how we have to look at lost revenue.
Just like
and then if there's anything else left after that, we'll have to look at it.
And we'll look at the criteria for what it can be spent for.
So, okay.
There's also one that we haven't went after, and we can talk about later, that is going to be out there, is called the infrastructure that Congress just passed that we can apply for monies from that.
Right.
There is also one other grant that I thought I heard we got approval on it, the Fire Safer grant that was applied for. I thought I heard something to the effect that it was awarded.
Yeah, we did get approved
The Safer grant's not been announced yet.
Okay.
I believe
one small thing there for...
I think it was for ventilation, perhaps?
Something yes. like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We pay a small match to that for the ventilation, yes.
Yeah. We may get our opioid settlement as well at some point.
Right, yeah. And that was 500, wasn't it?
I think it was 300.
I think there's an estimate from the Attorney General's office, but I don't know
the actual number.
No.
Are there restrictions on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
So, okay. Well, on the subject of advances, there is a resolution for the regular meeting tonight requesting approval to advance just over $8,000 to the Public Works Commission Project Fund. There's a balance that you owe the contractor that has to get paid. There were local dollars pledged for that project, and it's unclear who has to go after it and collect it. But we do need to pay the vendor, and we'll need to figure out who we submit a request to for the local match that went with that grant. Once the grant dollars come back in, then the advance can be repaid to general fund.
Okay. That was the work done at Havenwood.
Yeah.
So, again, this will be what you get on a monthly basis now. Okay. There was an email that went out to you guys also indicating that the bank reconciliation was not done. You know, that got delayed by a couple of weeks. And as of today, July reconciled. I am $1,800 away from having August reconciled. So that'll get finished up next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Does anyone have any further questions or anything for Jeff?
Sorry, one other comment.
Okay.
Beginning next month, we will be working with the department heads for the 2022 budget. And part of what we look at with the operating funds is we project out 5 years to make sure that what we're trying to do today is still affordable out 5 years. And we'll certainly share those worksheets with you on those projections as we put them together and as we work with the department heads. But I think that'll be very informative for everybody to see. We did it as part of the 2020 budget. We did it when we looked at the tax budget. And we'll update it and we'll look at it again and share those worksheets with you. Okay?
Jeff, and that those projections will also help the trustees determine any potential future levies, if any, based upon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Levies, whether they need to review other sources of revenue,
right.
That is something that we can also look at. My understanding is it's been a very long time since the fees here have been adjusted. It's probably something that needs looked at. And we need to watch service levels,
right,
to make sure we stay within budget.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate that. For anyone that's listening online, I just wanted to make a statement there. We do have Pete Grant, our township attorney, available at this meeting here, so you may have him interjecting some information, and I may be asking him a couple of questions here and there too. So just wanted to make everybody aware who all was attending the meeting here. Okay, do we want to talk any more? How much more about financials do we want to talk about? I had just a few concerns that I want to throw in, but I want to give everybody a chance to be heard.
I got nothing on Zoom from anybody, so whatever the board has, any questions or concerns, go ahead.
Okay. The one concern that I have is with the budget and everything that I looked through, and even through this year and going into next year, the administration, township administrator position in which we are looking at filling. And Pete, if you want to fill us in or...
I don't know what Ralph wants to say first. Yeah. I mean, I think the trustees should probably comment before Jeff or I.
Yeah. So, Ari, did you have anything you wanted to add or check?
No, I appreciate all the work Jeff's doing.
Okay.
I can tell you that the administrator's salary is fully budgeted for this year.
Right.
And when we looked out going forward with the tax budget and out a few more years, that compensation package was always in that budget.
So that doesn't put a hindrance on the township?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
No.
And also, just for clarification on the appropriation status line for the township administrator, mm-hmm. what you guys approved in December of 2020 for the budget, that amount was for the whole year. So there's still some money left in that line item for when a new administrator does come on board.
Okay, well,
there's definitely money for it.
That's maybe a little repair work we can get done on the building out here, whatever we've saved. That's the way I figured.
So you say don't get an administrator, use the money for repair work?
Well, I'm not saying not get an administrator, but what I'm saying is this, and I want it to be understood.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to understand. If you want to understand, I would prefer not to even have an administrator name at all, period.
Okay.
Probably for at least a year would be my thought.
Okay.
And looking for future planning, number one, so the public and everybody understand, we are still in, you know, direction, and I'd say, you might say, would I be safe in saying that's direction and control of the state auditor, Mr. Craigs? Would that be safe in making that statement?
Well, they're conducting an audit. You're not necessarily under control as you would be if a fiscal.
Well, they're not saying, hey, you can't do it.
So when you're under fiscal emergency, then they make the decisions for you. Correct. You're not there. What they're doing is going back and trying to figure out what happened and correct, obviously, any errors or things that the township needs to do moving forward. So they are here.
Right.
They are looking at some issues, but they're not dictating to you decisions that need.
So those decisions and has no issues on us hiring an administrator or not. It has no bearing.
They're not going to tell you whether or not you should or shouldn't hire an administrator. That's really
the board's decision.
It's a policy decision.
You're on your own, John.
I'm sorry.
I say we're all our own. The decision we make.
Yes.
We pay the price.
Sometimes it's hard when I can't see the mouth.
I can't either.
With mask on, it's a little hard, so I apologize.
So you totally understand. We can foresee or whatever we want to do an administrator through.
Sure.
So you understand.
So if I may have a second, sir, or you finished, I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead, sure.
So seeing what our last administration, we just all heard our financial situation, In my opinion, and from what I've seen in the grants that's come in, with the administrator working with the physical department, getting that 1.5 million?
1.2 million.
$2 million?
It was $1.25 million.
Okay.
$50,000 on the CARES grant.
So, and getting that CARES Act and some of the other smaller grants that they were able to work at, I honestly believe that it is paramount that we have a good administrator to look for grants and execute these grants so that we're not going to the public. It is a drop in the bucket to pay with benefits salary of the tune of $100,000 when you can bring in one grant that gets $1.2 million. That's like less than 10%. And to be able to get us to where we need to be, working on the Westland Mall area, getting the JED in place, and Pete, are we pretty close on that?
That's not my department in my firm, that's Julie.
Yeah, okay, so Julie.
I do know that Mark and Julie are working on it.
We're not far away.
Right.
I pretty much know everything. Yeah.
Seeing what the township, where we are, we just heard from our best minds here for financial and where we've been and what I've lived through. When I became a trustee, the very first month we laid off, I think, 9 policemen and 8 firefighters or something. The very first month I was a trustee, and then we had to build this back. To see and live through that and get to the point where we've had administrator for 2.5 years, and to see these numbers and hear the report today of exactly where we are, it's paramount that we have a professional in that position that is a 9-to-5 job, full-time job, that can work on these things. I honestly believe if we would have had a administrator back when the casino went in, we would have had a better deal than what we did, because we would have had somebody executing that on a daily basis. That is my stance on having an administrator. We have some good candidates, and I guess the next step we will do is set up a date to be able to have interviews, but that date's not, we don't know that yet until the board talks about that. But that is my point on having an administrator for Franklin Township.
Okay, my other situation is we do not, nor is the auditor going to, you know, confirm anything at all until they're finished.
But the auditor has no bearing on us.
Well, it has a bearing on the amount of monies that we have misappropriated or done other things with. And that we have, I'd say it's just be a guess as to what it is. If you're asking for the man in charge, okay, Mr. Long, can you tell us where we're at? No, I can't. When are you going to be able to tell us? I'm not sure. Would you agree that that's the kind of answers we get?
Well,
just a yes or no. Is that the kind of answers I get?
I wasn't party to the conversation.
Okay.
So I can't say.
But
yes,
isn't that customarily what?
They will not disclose the audit results until the audit is completed.
Exactly. So if the audit is not complete and we have outstanding pretty good lumps of money that we're getting there, we got a lot more to go, and that's what I get telling. We've got a lot more to go.
So
my thing is this, if we're looking to try to argue this out, add to our payroll now and go on. By the way, we just put another new employee on to, you know.
And that position has had a line item since January 1, and we just put a new person on.
Well, we didn't fare well with that call now.
I'm sorry?
We did not fare well with that call. We should have just grabbed somebody and put them in place, because what we ended up doing is getting a part-time person or a temporary that ended up sucking up a lot of money. So we really didn't use our head very properly there, and that was partially my fault too. My take on this right now, and you guys have the power to vote me down, here right now. You can go ahead and vote for an administrator. And the one thing that I'm not going to do until I'm really satisfied, I am not going to give a yes vote on an administrator until I'm satisfied that the audit is done and complete, everything's been cleared, and things of that nature. Now, that's where I'm going to be, and if you're a good steward of the folks' money, the taxpayers' money, then that's where you should be, too.
So
if we come up with having some extra money, Mr. Fleshman, it's money that belongs to the taxpayers. They need their roads fixed, which we haven't put in, relatively any money into forever.
Could I?
There's a lot of other things. I'm not just for hiring someone that's not going to bring their worth to the table.
Okay.
And if we need someone to look for, look for grants and everything, there's grant writers and there's grant the inspectors and there's done this and then a combination of people that you can get for $15 an hour.
Okay.
And I'm not into spending no $100,000 a year on money that we can use for our own use.
Okay, if I may, sir.
Okay.
So we're not hiring a new administrator, meaning the new position. We're refilling the position where Mark Potts, that did an excellent job with the township, we're refilling a position that's already there. Had Mark Potts not left, whether the audit's done or not done, he would have still had a job here, correct?
Well, he would have a job for the simple fact, my heart would say, don't lay him off.
So
I did not want to hire an administrator to begin with. I think it was a bad decision. I think we'd be better off financially. Some of the grants that you're bragging about us having.
I'm sorry?
Some of the grants you're bragging about him accumulating and getting was handed down from the federal government anyway. The only thing we had to do is fill out the paperwork and ask for it.
And that's
now, no disregard for Mark. Mark's a great guy. But, did he work hard? I think so. Yeah.
So one other thing that you said that was paramount, I'm going to use the word paramount, in the township is a lot of the people would like to have new roads, things of that nature.
They would.
So when you look at I don't have the exact number.
Yeah, and
let me finish, please, if I may.
Okay.
With the grant that was awarded to us with $0 to the township, every road in Havenwood was paved at no expense to the township whatsoever. And that was done with a grant of $1 million.
It was initially a $1.2 million
paved
grant.
Paved all roads for $1 million.
$1.2 million.
We did not have a match.
We had a match, but it was picked up. We just got done doing a check tonight for that.
Yeah, we have a match. Yeah.
But I'm saying,
you got money.
The point is we got money, but we still.
From my understanding,
we can't say we didn't match because we did.
Havenwood, they were going to pay it. So if I'm wrong, I'm
you
wrong.
Are, you are.
Yeah. There's an outside group that pledged.
Okay, so we're talking $1.2 million, was it? And we have how much out of that 1.2 for paving? 7,000?
I don't recall the breakdown of that.
It was significant.
It was a significant infusion to help with the project.
Correct. It was, yes, absolutely.
But a lot of what I'm getting, my point is getting to that without having somebody that works to work with the township to get these things done, it's not going to get done. That is my point. Administrator, a trustee's position, the physical department is not their job to look for that. It's the position of the administrator to work on all aspects in the township. And when we do that, it's pennies on the dollar what we end up painting, what we end up bringing back in, and getting things done, getting all the roads in Havenwood paved, getting 4 new cruisers, 12 new computers, a brand new backhoe for the.
Most of that was COVID money.
Let me finish. a brand new backhoe for the road department and a brand new plow truck for the road department and monies that went to the police department. It was COVID money, you're correct.
Yep.
Had we not had an administrator that sat down with the physical department and worked together, we would have not received those monies. There's a lot of townships and villages that had no clue that that went on. It's not the job of the trustees to go out and look for those grants, nor am I a grant writer. We would have missed that if it would have not been for an administrator. We would have not got that COVID money. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, does anyone else have any further discussion on it? My preference would be is to do some study, and I've also talked to the state of Ohio, and they do have some financial advice assistance to help tie a budget together. And Pete, I don't know, you may or may not be aware.
Let me add it on that, because I talked to Mark Long about what the very thing you're talking about. Okay. It's called a performance audit. It's not free. Okay. It's not something
well,
that the state's
just... free, and I understand
I know,
that.
But understand that...
I don't know what the calls are. The lady is supposed to contact me, and we're going to have a discussion on it. So it's a fact-finding at this point, y'all. Yeah.
Significant.
It's not a cheap audit.
No. Yeah, it's not cheap.
No.
So, and
well,
understand,
I don't expect to, but $100,000 for another employee is not cheap either.
No, I get that, but there's a chance that that audit could be more than that.
But I'm
not sure the price.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm
looking for ways to save. I know I'm all alone in this thing here. I know everybody wants somebody else in here to play around and talk to. But I'm not in favor of that. I like to see people work and earn their paycheck. And if we can do something more economical to benefit the taxpayers and maybe save the taxpayers 5% down the road or something like that, that's all I'm here for, John.
So what if they invest that 5%?
Well,
then they end up getting so much more.
It's not,
grants
it's not
and things
for them to
going.
Invest. It's for whatever we
Investment
charge.
Investment in a person that's working here. Just what we've seen for the last 2.5 years. It's proved itself the last 2.5 years.
Well,
and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quiet.
Okay,
and I know
I wish
Ari Alex haven't had a chance to speak.
You know,
yeah.
The only thing I'm asking for, are you guys going to vote for an administrator, or are we just going to say, okay, this is our discussion, this is my concerns and everything, let's ride this auditor out. The only thing I'm asking is to give this thing a chance to work itself out.
The audit has no bearing whatsoever on
having
an administrator.
Well, it has everything in the world to do.
It has
zero. I don't know how you're figuring that.
It has zero
to
do with it.
It's how much money we're going to get hammered with here and mistakes and things like that. Well, how
we would want somebody that is going to be there to be able to find every dollar that we have. If you even look at the fact that the board, the majority of the board wanted to put someone in there earlier, and you wanted to keep it part-time, so we, from the first of the year, been saying we want to agree and work together, but you didn't want that. Finally, it came down to the union saying, hey, that's a union position, it needs to be full-time. Now we've got an assistant in there, and that assistant has already, you want to comment on what we talked about earlier, Lieutenant Ratliff?
Nicole's
well, bearing about having an administrator.
It does.
We're getting off track.
No, it isn't. Here's the reason why, and I'll explain why. The reason why is when you get good quality people, and there are fees and things that we are not picking up because we're trying to run two skeleton of a crew, we are missing out on all the alarms, the alarm
well,
fees,
I'm not
going to
say
the
anything.
Things of those. Those are tax dollars that the taxpayers should be getting.
I'm not using a wedge for saying that Mark Potts didn't do a good job, he didn't do anything. That's not what I'm here for. What I'm here for is we have an opportunity with Mark, you know, and I wish him the best of luck on everything. Life treated him good, it rolled in the right direction for him. You know, someone he's really happy with, and he's got a bright future, and I love him because everything came down just right for him. And he made the decision to leave and everything. Now, well, I've asked her to push him out the door. Hell no, I would have tried to make a way and push for anything we could get to try to keep him. But the fact is, the man has, you know, found a better life for himself. And for me to say he did or didn't do the right job or anything, I didn't sit here with him all the time, nor did you, no. I might add. But I will say this, that I'll bet that I sat with Mark probably 40% more than you or Mr. Alex, either one did. And we worked together on things. I know what he was working on, basically, and I know what he did, and I know the problems and everything that was there for him. And it wasn't an easy thing, and I'm glad the man got him a better life started, because it wasn't pleasant for him here, really. But that has nothing to do with that. It's just a simple fact. It's all about dollars and cents, and not knowing the real fact. We do not know what we're going to be hit with here. Now, if you guys are willing to take a chance on getting busted for $400,000 or $500,000 here, $300,000 or $400,000 here and there, and all at once, then you get another person. An administrator is a person too. So they're going to work, they're going to try. Do you want to get, you know, okay, so we get hit hard with some penalty or something like that, and do not, you know, okay, well, we got that. So we got the administrator, we got all these other people to pay. Do you want to get rid of an administrator? No, but I got no choice. We got hit with penalties and things that I want a clear book. I want this damn thing cleared. It's been so frustrating for so long. Before we start adding people and saying that, hey, we got a $10 million building here, or this, that, and the other. Our buildings are falling apart. We need work, a lot of work. And I think it's just time to put on the brakes and let's analyze this thing a little better. I think we're probably 50, 60%, 70% maybe on the way of getting some of these things solved. And I don't know what that another 3 or 4 months is going to take a really good look at this thing. And I'll tell you, by the way, congratulations on your new up-and-coming career. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And I do not want to see him walk out the door here and say, and have an egg all over his face, they should have not hired somebody, they should have not done this, should have not done that. I don't want to see Fleshman not elected because he's getting too greedy and want to put too many big paid guys on them. So, but that's up to you guys. I don't want it right now.
Okay.
So I'm done, and I'd like to, if anyone has any other thing to put in, add to it.
You mentioned Nicole's name. I just want to make sure that since she was mentioned, that there's no negative. I'm very happy with her.
Well, good.
She's a good administrative assistant. I think we made an awesome choice. And she has picked up on everything. I mean, she's sitting in here. She's hearing us talk.
Well, you know what? I think we may have made a real good move.
Yes.
There, and I hadn't even met her till she came to work, or she was here, and I hadn't even met her. But she sure impressed me tonight.
I was grumping about that fast. I'm not kidding.
And that's when the administrator found her. That's the job of the administrator, to find good quality people that's qualified for this position. And the last thing is, there was a lot, Jeff, on the comments of that we would owe tons and tons of money. What does that look like? I mean, can you, you're the financial.
I'm not aware of anything right now that would come about that you would have to pay back or owe. There might be some question costs on the CARES grant, but until that audit comes out, we won't know.
Well, it's unknown until the audit comes out.
I don't see it being.
We just don't know. Okay.
So
can you buy that?
Oh, I can buy that, but I don't buy that deal thousands upon thousands of dollars or something that we don't.
If we can, if you can buy, then let's just. I don't even see what the major rush is. You've got your hands full now, trying to get reelected.
Well, it's I don't have my hands full. It's a great card day. The people have the they're the ones that put me here until December 31st. They will be deciding factor of who's right and who's wrong.
They will. That's true.
I don't. I'd rather lose standing for integrity and what I believe in, because that's why the people hired me, than to disbelieve and say we're going to save their money.
They really didn't hire you to spend money, I can assure you.
They trust in what my capabilities are and the understanding. They have hired me. How many terms have you been in?
I don't get in. What?
How many terms? You're on your second term. I'm ending my second term and seeking a third.
Okay.
The people believed in that, what I did and rehired me. But I'm going to leave that at that.
Yeah.
But the only person we haven't heard from is Mr. Ari Alex.
I mean, I see great value in having a township administrator and think we should continue having one.
Okay.
So my question to the board is this. Originally tonight, I was calling a meeting. We went through Mark's pick of the top three administrators, and then our next step is to interview them, as we did in the past, and then pick out of the top three.
You're setting yourself up for a hard time here, because I'm not going to let this go easy. I want to give you some warning,
sir,
right now.
There is three votes. It's not about who makes it easy.
Yep.
There's three votes.
Okay.
So, at the next... We need to set up another meeting for an interview, if the board so desires, and we would then pick from the top three. If we didn't lock the top three, we could go back through the rest of the pool of people that have sent in the applications and qualifications.
I know,
but sir, we're at the point where we've already beat this horse and we can't beat it anymore. We understand
I can beat it some more.
We understand that you're no vote on this, but that doesn't mean that we can't move forward. It's the pleasure of the board, not one individual.
You told me, let's just say, okay, you would be good for having a meeting. You pushed me so hard that I said, let's have this meeting.
I actually called the meeting.
And
I didn't push
you
anyone
and
for a meeting.
Don't tell me you didn't. You were going nuts on me.
I never even talked to you about the meeting. I called a meeting and I did it. I sent it to our attorney.
Yeah.
I sent it to each trustee.
You used poor judgment to begin with. Rule of thumb.
Okay, so
regular practice in.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask legal on this. Pete, will you please speak up? And you know, obviously, you can hear what the board is saying. What is our next step, and what do we do from here?
So, just from my experience, the questions that most townships will go through in determining whether they need an administrator is one. Can we afford it?
I can't hear what he's saying.
One can, and this is my experience, right, and representing townships all across the state. One, do we need an administrator? Two, can we afford one? It's typically as simple as that. The numbers are what the numbers are, and I think Jeff did an excellent job. So the question is, do you need one? And I can't sit here and answer that question for you. Jeff can't answer that question. No. It is a policy decision that the board needs to make. At the end of the day, that policy decision is made by a majority of the board, whatever the case may be. So if a majority of the board feels they want to move forward with hiring an administrator, then the next step would be to set up interviews like you did with Mark.
Correct.
And you know, that can be done multiple ways. You can call a special meeting, you can do it during your meeting, go into executive session, interview them, however you want to do it. But ultimately, whether you need an administrator is a policy decision. And I hear Ralph, and Ralph is entitled to his opinion, and as much as you are, at the end of the day, it comes down to what does a majority of the board want to do? And it very well, that decision very may well change January 2nd. I don't know, based upon the election. And it will be the majority of the board at that time to make a decision as to whether they want to continue on with an administrative position.
And someone said to make the promise that they will listen and not move, then that's not a very good way to do business, John.
I told you that we're not making a decision tonight to interview anyone. There's no candidates here. There's no candidates here.
You're trying to twist things around, and we talk straight up. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
My question
we would give it a few minutes to dissolve. When I say a few minutes, I mean a short time to get some of these things checked out. And I think you're doing the wrong thing for the taxpayers.
And you're entitled to that opinion, but that doesn't make me wrong.
You are absolutely wrong. Well, for one thing,
we're not trying to say you're wrong. I'm not trying to say I'm wrong.
You told me something, and then you're turning around and reverting what you told me. In other words,
sir,
you're a damn liar.
Whatever, fine. Where do we want to go from here as the board? When do we want to set up interviews and go from that point?
Well, I can assure you, if I can't trust you, then I'm not going to be supporting you. I can tell you
that. I understand that, sir.
Okay.
I'm asking the board. That's fine. I'm asking the board. When do we want to try to set up so that we can make the candidates aware and schedule time for them to come in for interviews?
Yeah, I think we should set up some interviews. I don't know what my schedule is going to look like. I start my new job on Monday, so I'm going to figure out my schedule once I start that. But so I should be able to get dates and times at that point.
You can always do it
part of your regular meeting as well. You can just simply.
We can also do one-on-one interviews, right? Where we don't even have to call a meeting. So John can meet with the candidates, I can meet with the candidates, Ralph can meet with the candidates. Like, we could just go ahead and do that. And then we can go into executive session and discuss what the options are after that.
So one of the things that what ends up happening is we originally were going to have the candidates here today, and then I canceled the candidates. If we bring the candidates in that way, that candidate's going to have to come in three different times.
Yeah, I mean, we can also do phone interviews. Like, they're
okay. So how would you like to set it up?
I'll know my schedule.
Okay, so when you know your schedule, if you send the board an email, and then we can set up the accordingly to how we would like to proceed with this.
Yep.
And then,
well, I want to get with Mr. Greggs an answer. First of all, I think that you guys are really,
and you're entitled to that.
I just want to put the truth out here, what I foresee coming.
What's your question?
You have a new trustee going to be elected in November or whatever.
Two new trustees.
Wow. Okay. So,
one of which may be new.
Yeah.
One will be new.
I can assure you, if you hire. Well,
one will be new.
Well, one will be new. I thought you said you would be new.
No, one will be new.
I can assure you that the older one, if he finds out that you hired a new administrator, come about mid-January, you'll be shy an administrator because he will go through it and it's not going to be pleasant. You're setting up. We're almost to the point.
Well, Mr. Horn, I will remind you, when I was elected, the December before I was elected, there were multiple staff hired before I came on board.
Yeah.
Which I had no say in as well.
Right.
And we are looking at, we're in September now. I think there is a need to have someone managing a lot of the large projects that are critical to the long-term health of the township, including our joint economic development district and other items that are pretty essential to the long-term sustainability of this community.
For the next two or three months, I just don't do it. And I think, common sense tells you with an election coming up and you're 2 months away from an election, why go and start loading up with people, high-priced people at that? And you can't
We're not loading up, we're replacing a person that left.
Yeah, well.
We're not loading
okay,
up.
Okay, so
we're
anyway.
Replacing a person that
I
left.
Just want
to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You guys can fight it out.
So, am I legally obligated? Well, I'm forced by these guys that know far well here that we don't have the sufficient money and things, and we're done without here.
Do we have the sufficient funds?
Hold
on.
Just shut up, John. Please.
Let me hear your question.
You said you weren't going to do all this stuff.
Go ahead. My apologies, sir. Go ahead.
Ropper, you asked
you don't
me.
Apologize for nothing, John. You're a rascal, is what
Ralph,
you are. You are a rascal.
Ralph.
Yes,
are you wanting to know whether you have an obligation to tell potential candidates that they could lose their job?
Yes.
I don't think you have a legal obligation, but I think morally, you know, you may want to tell that, you know, they're instruct them that they're going to be an employee will, which
right.
Mark was, and you know, a change in administration, you know, you serve at the pleasure of the board.
Yeah.
Anybody serves at the pleasure of the board
right.
If they're outside the union.
Exactly.
I would think that an applicant would want to know that. I think they, if they're smart, they ask that question.
Well, I think it's only a humane thing to do it anyway. I'm not going
right.
to sit and interview people and tell them and let them to believe that they're here for the duration of their life. And not tell them that the possibilities, you have two candidates coming, additional candidates, you may be here, Ari will not be here.
It's
so
right, Rob,
I'd say the chances of Don Cook are probably very good at being here. And I'll tell you, if you go ahead with this, your chances are going to diminish because I'm going to speak against you.
Well, yeah, so let's get back to your question.
Okay.
And so the answer
so
is, I think,
the
as
answer
a
is that I should, or probably as a human,
yeah.
Tell those people you might have a 3-month job before not.
It's your right to do that.
So my main concern is when we sit here as a board collectively and we work together, and then one trustee tells another trustee, if you do this, I'm going to hurt you by going out and campaigning against you.
No, that's my prerogative, who I'll vote for.
What I'm saying is, as a board, I rather have the integrity of losing because I know what is right than someone else saying, I'm going to pick up my marbles and go home because I'm tired of the way you play the game.
Respectfully disagree. I think that's where we're at. I mean,
so, at this point, Mr. Chairman, it's 3 to the top of the hour. That's all I have. Ari, we're going to get with email. We'll set up a date, and then from that point, we'll move forward and go from there.
Yep.
So I have nothing else, sir.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Anyone? Yeah.
Okay. I got nothing on Zoom, so.
Are we adjourned, sir?
We're adjourned.
Okay. Thank you.
You're adjourned.
John?
All right.